It is time for our high school update, and today we focus on Franklin Alternative High School, the old Girard Elementary. What was it before then? Was it always the elementary?
I think it was always Girard Elementary, yes. Yeah.
And, but now, of course, Franklin, and it's been the home Franklin for a number of years. Jan Storrs, principal, in the studio with us this morning. So now almost to the halfway mark of the school year.
It's amazing. It really does fly. I'm just amazed that we're almost halfway over.
Yeah. Give us a report card, I guess, on Franklin after the first half of the year.
It's been a difficult year. We've had lots of tragedy this year and things like that. So that's been kind of hard. But students have plugged on, and they're getting it done and have great attitudes, and I'm enjoying them a lot. Looking forward to with the new quarter coming, we're going to have another new batch of students. We always get the students who are kind of not doing well in their other schools decide in January to kind of come and join us, and so we always look forward to that. That's always hard. Whenever we bring in new students, the old students get a little testy, you know, like, who are these people coming in here taking over our territory? But they get through it.
Yeah. At the same time, you guys are kind of the respite in some cases. Again, kids who have struggled elsewhere and maybe didn't have a lot of hope from an educational standpoint, that you're able to provide that for them.
Yeah, because we're smaller, we can be a whole lot more flexible and tailor a lot of things to them. Like, they don't necessarily have to have IEPs or 504 plans. We kind of do that for everybody, you know, kind of look at what's the need of the student and how can we best help them get to where they want to go. Luckily, one of our new things that I was going to mention this morning is we've been able to find some Title 31A money available to hire a couple of tutors. So one started yesterday, and that really, really helps when we have an extra person or two in the building who can pull them out of the class and help them maybe get through a test or do some catch-up work. Again, most of our students are not really academically motivated. Some are great, but you know, that's a handful. The majority of them really need a real extra kind of pull or push to get it done.
If you can give them that pull or push and get them going, I know you, in the years past, you've had some great success stories of kids.
We have. You know, like I say, we have to remember that we have students who go to college. We have students who get scholarships. We have students who have great jobs in the community right now who come back and, you know, they own businesses. You know, we have a student who runs a Walmart distribution center down in South Carolina, I think it is. You know, so we have students who go on and have some great, great successes. Some go in the service. Real happy about that, you know, that we can give them what they needed to get to a better place.
And it's nice that the Coldwater School District is able to offer that, because there's not a lot of, and it's somewhat of a dying breed in school districts to have a school like yours.
Yes, a lot of alternative schools have been closed because of finances and things like that. We're lucky because we service the whole county. That allows us to keep our numbers up so that we can actually afford to hire the staff to do what's necessary for the kids. Because we help Bronson and Quincy and Union City and Tekonsha and Homer and Litchfield and Reading, we've had kids come from as far away as Battle Creek driving because they wanted to be at our school.
Yeah, and you mentioned staff, a very flexible staff, a very creative staff, a very caring staff.
They are. You know, you can't find any better. I mean, they understand when they walk through our building that they're going to have challenging days. Every day is extremely challenging. There's always somebody who's having a little tiff about something that we have to deal with, and the staff just knows that the rewards are great in the end. Yeah. You know, we have found, and sometimes it takes a good year before the kid turns around. We've found we've had kids for a whole year doing nothing, and then finally all of a sudden the light clicks, and then they become like student of the year the next year.
Yeah.
So the success over time is what helps us realize it's worth it.
All right. So what are the highlights or events going on at Franklin?
Well, I do want to not get past this morning without saying thank you, because, again, Christmas is a really important time for us with the community connection. It's when the community really comes out to support us. And, again, after many years, I don't even know how many now, 9 or 10, the Knights of Columbus from St. Charles Borromeo, give us, I think it was $1,000 this year to help buy sweatshirts. We went with the gift of warmth for our kids. Many of our kids do not have any Christmases. They have parents who are in not good places. And so we really appreciate the support from St. Charles, and every student got a special Franklin hoodie. They now are to the point where they look forward to them every year. Am I going to get my sweatshirt? So they have a real, real neat one this year. And then on top of that, Flagstar Bank, the staff over there at Walmart, put all our kids' names on their teen angel tree, and we kind of went with the theme, give the gift of warmth. These kids love hoodies. You know, they're cold. They don't like wearing coats. You know, they're too cool for coats. So, you know, giving them what they'll wear, which is a hoodie and a pair of socks is what we asked for. We were able to give them also another hoodie and, you know, their preferred design or logo or whatever. And they really, really appreciate that. And we feel good because when they walk through the halls, we see the things that we've given them, that the community has given them. We also had some generous donations from Girard United Methodist Church, who really took care of the babies and the child care teen moms, and a community donation, very generous, $250 community donation. My sister-in-law gave $100 in my husband's name. So we make sure that every student has a Christmas. And thanks to Backpack Buddies, we've also been able to give them food over Christmas. So it's a good time of the year for community connections, and we appreciate them so much. I don't know what we'll ever do if that stops, because the kids now expect it.
Well, hopefully it won't stop, and obviously this is a very caring community that gives back. So especially when they see a good cause like Franklin School and the good work that you're doing out there. So anything else on the calendar for you guys right now?
We're gearing up for finals in 2 weeks. Again, we have professional development coming up. I think it's on the 20th. It's an all-day thing. And I want to explain to parents that the big change in the whole system in Coldwater Schools, and even I'd say throughout Branch County, is that learning is no longer just, you know, learning, throw it out and hope they get it. It's all very focused. What are you doing? Why are you doing it? Is it working? How do you know it's working? And if it's not working, what are we doing different? So we have what we call PLC, professional learning community meetings every week, where we're sitting down saying, what are our numbers? Are the kids getting it? It's no longer just we've given it and we hope they get it. It really is. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? So that's good. That's coming up. I told you about our tutor. Pines is starting a program with some of our students. You know, as I said, it's been a tough year with a lot of tragedy. They're going to be coming out once a week, I think it is, to do two groups starting any time. It kind of got held up with the snow days, where the students voluntarily will be allowed to come in and talk about those things that are really stressing them out as teenagers. So hopefully that'll provide them some support. And then, gosh, it'll be spring break and graduation.
All right. And we'll touch base as we get a little closer to that. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for all your support always, because, again, Franklin was kind of a little-known entity out there, and you have really helped bring it out to the forefront, and people know about us now, so we really appreciate that.
Right. They should, so thanks, Jan. Jan Storrs from Franklin High School with us on this edition of our High School Update.